Welcome to
Radio Pizza Party! Where are we on?
101.9
CITR. Where are we broadcasting?
From UBC, aka, also known as...
Unceded Musqueam Territories.
Of those peoples.
Yep.
Jack, how are you today? Of course, we should introduce each other.
Hey, I'm Jack. I'm Jack Lamming, and who are you?
I am Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler.
A.K.A. T-Bone.
A.K.A. T-Bone, A.K.A. T-Money.
The Big T.
The Big T.
There's many more.
Jack, A.K.A. Horrible Man, A.K.A. Worse Than
AKA
Several
Sergio
Tyrants.
Lovejoy, too.
Sergio Lovejoy.
And we have a special guest today, and special guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Zoe. I work with Jack.
We actually have a girl on.
Oh my god! I'm the first
show?
Girl.
You're
no,
the
you're second,
second other
girl.
Than, oh. Other than T-Bone's girlfriend. Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah, but we all work in a place which will remain undisclosed.
Unnamed. Didn't say it on purpose.
It is. They sell things. Things that we will not get into.
No.
This sounds like I'm talking about a drug ring. It's a bakery. It's a bakery.
It's a bakery.
And yeah, so yeah.
Baking.
Zoe, why don't you tell us what drugs. You think happens on this show?
Well, you know, I have listened a few times, and I feel like it's just a lot of insights that you two possess, and that you're just like freely sharing, and I really appreciate it.
So you're a cheeser.
You're a cheeser.
I'm a cheeser.
Say.
I would say. I
That's
have
great
listened.
To hear.
Yeah.
You're one of the 10 cheesers.
We have the cheesers, which I think was established 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
What
the,
is cheeser?
The term cheeser is very new.
Yeah, cheeser is a, I like it. It's a good thing. So on our show, it's a good thing, I think, okay. For the world in general.
As long as you think.
So on our show, I'm going to interrupt you, Tristan. On our show, what we do is we pick a topic out of a hat, or since it's summer and we don't really wear hats anymore.
Yeah, that's
we,
true.
What about sun hats?
We pick,
do you guys
like,
wear sun hats?
I never wear.
I'm not an old Cuban man. I do not wear a sun hat.
You should try it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Might change your life.
I feel like my
mom
would want me to wear
what
a sun
we
hat.
Do on this show is we pick a topic out of a hat, or recently we've been picking a number through one through however many topics we have.
Yes.
This week it's 14. So,
well, we don't do that right now. A little preamble, no?
Oh, I would like to do no preambles. We can do a post-amble.
Ooh, what about a mid-amble?
No.
Or just an irregular amble?
I do my ambling at the beginning or the end. That's
hey,
it.
I was born an ambling man.
You know, man, there's room to grow. Like, I feel like you could do a mid-amble. That's okay.
A mamble.
A mamble.
Mambla.
It works.
A little bit of an amble.
So, ramble,
Zoe, yeah. What have you been up to today? Like, what did you do to this day?
What did I do today? Well, I worked at that unnamed place.
Yes,
that
I
shall
did
remain
I.
unnamed. Yes, and then I went and I got my ear pierced with my roommate.
Mm.
Yeah, and then just kind of chilled for the rest of the afternoon.
Jack, what about yourself? I didn't see you until about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
About an hour ago, I've had a morning. I woke up. And then I ate breakfast.
Good job.
Thank you.
What
and
was your breakfast?
It was 3 fried eggs on 2 slices of toast. It's a little bit excessive. And then I just sat on a big beanbag chair for a while.
What color is your beanbag chair?
It's black, but it's slowly turning like grayish black. It's getting. Oh. It's been sitting in the sun.
Is that
for a while.
Because you're hanging out in the chimney so much?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
joke landed.
And oh Jesus. And then
no blasphemes.
Did some laundry. And then I am currently wearing that clean laundry.
I liked Zoe's because it was to the point and not horrible.
I didn't drag it
you
on
guys
very
said,
long. I feel
you
like
guys
it
said you should amble, and I am ambling. All right, I'll cut to the end.
I mean, if you want me to talk more about it, I can.
Friggin' RIP to Allman. Greg Allman, didn't he recently pass away?
Who's that?
From the Allman Brothers, Amblin' Man.
Okay, I...
Someone likes
stop
that.
Stop saying Ambling Man! And then I came Ambling to campus, and I skateboarded. And then just, I'd say around 40 minutes ago, I received a hell of a text message. And then
we're
jumping
into
it.
Okay,
then,
all right.
Yeah, that's been my day.
Well.
Yeah.
That was a good amble.
You guys said amble. I ambled as slow as I could.
Ambled quite beautifully. So... Now I think we should probably do the topic.
Let's
picking.
Topic. I think we've ambled.
So
more
I'm
than
ready.
We
I'm ready.
We talked about So we get the topic.
Hit us with a theme song.
I'll hit you with the theme song. Here is the theme song.
Oh, great! Good to hear.
Hey Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
So, Zoe, we'll get you to pick a number. What was the between 1 and 12?
I think it was 34.
I thought it was 14.
And that number, the number varies.
It's somewhere
just give
there.
Us a number between 1 and another number.
Pi. What if she says pi?
Yeah, and what if I just screwed. Like went the other way? I could go the other way, too. Never mind.
You go both ways.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm just going to choose a number now. Okay.
Here's the list.
Okay.
Seven. You have got veganism.
Did you put them all as veganism?
No.
How dare you?
Oh,
saying
I
that.
I was walking into this.
Yeah, you walked straight into that.
Straight into a fire.
Well, at least I'll have something to talk about.
So
at least there's that. So
our establishing.
You are a vegan or
I
a
am.
Vegan.
Vegan.
As it is pronounced in France.
Yes, you are correct in that.
So how long have you been vegan?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half. What was the inciting incident?
Well, like
did you see a chicken get run over by a car?
Yeah, that was
what was
it.
The rising at? What was the day you knew Ma?
I just saw a cow just get slaughtered on the street and I was done. But no.
Was it on East Hastings?
It
I've
was.
Seen that happen
How
before.
How did you know that?
Because I was there.
Oh, I remember.
He was the cow.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Okay. Yeah. No, I have been vegetarian for probably 12 years.
You're not vegan.
I had been vegetarian for about 12
years. Oh, sorry.
Well, you're still vegetarian. You just add another thing to it.
Just adding another thing that I'm taking away, making my life less enjoyable. Just kidding. for about 12 years. And then I started to just kind of wean my way off of everything else because I watched a couple disturbing documentaries.
Can you name those?
Earthlings is pretty...
Earthlings. I haven't heard of that one.
No, you should watch it.
I've heard of Food Inc. and those sort of ones.
Yep, those are good ones to watch too.
But what's the whole deal with Earthlings?
What's the deal?
I don't know, man. I don't want to describe it to you just because,
Are they Earth or are they Lings?
Well, you know, that's for you to find out. It is on Netflix, but,
What's the crux of it though?
Just kind of
you can we talked about murders last time I was here.
Hazard a guess and say it's that eating meat is bad.
Well, not necessarily. It just kind of highlights the food industry and the meat industry, the dairy industry, blah blah blah.
Us earthlings eating all these creatures.
Exactly. The creatures. It's all about the creatures.
All right.
But yes.
Rad.
Yeah. Radical. No, I don't know. And just general belief.
Okay.
And caring for animals and caring for living things, mm-hmm. caring for myself, all things that you should care about.
That's true.
I don't want to care about myself.
Yeah, no. I can tell. Well, no, you're that kind of guy, but whatever.
As a, how long did you say you were vegan so far?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
You should learn to listen, Tristan.
Yeah, I know,
Tristan,
I forgot.
I'm kind of
this is basically
here.
An interview show and you're forgetting the... Three questions ago. Come on.
You said you had a girlfriend? Are you sure? Yeah.
What? What does that mean?
Do you listen
Do you
enough?
Listen ever? What's her name?
Stephanie.
What's her favorite color?
That's a good question.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like I've been okay.
You're getting big time here,
getting
buddy.
Big time here, bud. So in this year and a half,
yeah,
what are some noticeable differences or just kind of general life experience that has changed from vegan, vegetarian to
I've
vegan?
I've lost a lot of friends. No, I'm kidding. But no, just like generally feeling better, I would say.
How's that quantifiable?
Go away.
Can you show us a chart of your moods?
No, just like actually though, like I feel like I've lost weight. I feel like I've got more energy. Food is cheaper. It's not that
Is it really?
It is. You're buying all vegetables.
I guess so.
Wood chips are pretty cheap, dude. I guess.
Bird seed, like it goes for like
I guess when you like you go to the grocery store, like meat is generally the most expensive thing you
buy. By far.
By
meat,
far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat much meat during the school year. That's a lie. I try not to eat as much meat during the school year because I'm a poor boy. But doesn't change the fact that I go over budget and I eat a lot of meat.
No, that's okay. Like, I don't know. I don't like to be preachy about it. Is there any... Since it's the topic, I will.
Is there anything that you miss? I mean, that's kind of, I guess, a controversial cheese.
And yogurt.
Oh. Cheese and yogurt.
I used to eat so much yogurt, but now I don't. And it makes me a little bit sad.
I love yogurt.
I know, me too.
Yo, I'm not a huge fan of yogurt.
Can you tell us why? Does yogurt get you cheesed off?
This is an episode of Cheesed
I
Off?
I think this is an episode of Cheesed Off.
This is yeah, okay, I know what I'm doing.
This is an episode of Cheesed Off.
Welcome to Cheesed Off. Cheesed Off.
Oh my God, just play the file.
Welcome to Cheesed Off.
Tristan, tell me what gets you cheesed off.
I'll tell you what gets me cheesed off is yogurt of the Greek variety.
What about Icelandic yogurt? Does that get you cheesed
Icelandic?
Off? Icelandic? Icelandic yogurt exists. It's like mortar. It's so gross.
I would say Greek yogurt is not salty enough to be savory and not sweet enough to be sweet. Jack, what gets you cheesed off?
You know what gets me cheesed off? Loafers.
Loafers.
If you're going to be a shoe, have laces.
Oh,
just have laces.
Take that, Grandpa Tom. My
gotcha.
Grandpa Tom or lasers.
Zoe, what gets you
cheesed off?
You two right now. This is hilarious.
Oh, what about you two gets you cheesed off?
Yeah, what about the band? Do you hate Bono?
Just like so much. His glasses don't make sense to me. Why are you wearing them?
Because he's Bono.
Because he's
Bono. All right, that's been cheesed
and
off.
And that has been an episode of Cheesed Off.
What a great
episode.
That was
an amazing episode
totally
of Cheesed Off.
That was awesome.
So you missed cheese.
Where were we? Okay, yeah, cheese.
I do miss cheese. You missed. I do. Yeah, I don't know. Like brie, like on
brie.
Baguette. Like,
ooh.
Oh.
I love brie.
I don't like brie.
You're just
being contrarian.
I'm not being contrarian. I haven't liked brie since I was 8 years old, and I won't like it now.
Seven,
have you tried
you ate
it since you were
only.
Eight?
Seven. Well, eight was when I realized cheese existed. ever since then, I've been done with brie.
Wow.
Any other cheese I'm okay with?
Why don't you like brie? What about it?
Anything that melts, I don't eat. Anything that's
so
like,
rocks, you don't eat. sand.
I'm sure there are things that you leave in the sun and they melt. Would you eat them?
Like a popsicle? You wouldn't eat a melted popsicle.
You eat popsicles? I eat popsicles,
but they aren't melted when I eat them.
So anything that has melted. Would you eat melted ice cream?
I do. I can and I do. Every day for breakfast.
I remember when I was probably about a grade seven or six. I was over at my, however you, like 12 years old at that point.
Sure.
I was over at my friend's house, Donald. Shout out to Donald.
Hey, Donald.
And he was making ice cream, except he grabbed a bunch of ice cream, he put it in a bowl, and he microwaved it. And then... So it was like a soup. Like he would like it was like liquidy.
Like that's how he liked his ice
cream. That's how he liked his ice cream. And his dad got mad at him. He's like, "What are you doing? You're just eating milk." And he's like, "I like it."
But it's not quite milk. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's milk with more sugar.
Yeah. It's
milk.
It's like milk and sugar.
Last summer, me and Ben Flynn, shout out to you. We've talked about you on
he was the guest host last time.
anyway, last summer we tried to make an affogato, which if you haven't had it, it's It's amazing. A scoop of ice cream with espresso poured over. Mm-hmm. But we tried to use like a mocha pot, which has about 8 times as much as a shot of espresso.
And it's hot. Oh, it's coming right off the... I guess it's a coffee's
espresso's
always hot.
Espresso's hot, too.
And then, it's doubly hot. Extra hot.
And so we basically had this bowl of coffee ice cream soup in like 30 degree heat. And it was like... it became room temperature really fast.
So you just like poured it into a couple glasses and just drank it.
No, we had it in a bowl. It was gross.
So you're just eating soup, yeah.
We were just eating like coffee sweet, savory soup.
Ew.
So as a vegan, do you miss ice cream?
I do, but you know what? Vegan ice cream is actually better, I have found.
What is it made out of?
Like, I've had like, no, I'm like not soy? Lying. I speak only the truth.
I'll have to try it now. So what's it
like,
made out
of? Like cashew ice cream is so,
I've
so
I've had coconut
good.
Ice cream.
Coconut ice cream is good.
Chocolate ice cream.
Well, that's made with milk, Tristan. That's not what we're talking about.
That was made with only chocolate.
I would like pureed chocolate frozen in a tub, please. Thank you.
Thank you. And a knife, please.
To kill myself.
Oh, my God.
Cashew ice cream's good. I've only had coconut.
Cashew ice cream is great. I had my wisdom teeth out. That's all I ate. It was so good.
That's why you're not wise anymore.
Ow.
Plato never took out his wisdom teeth.
What did I say about your comedy earlier? I feel like it was good.
I think it was the worst.
No, I think you said, that's not funny. It's just a weird thing to say.
That's what it was.
Which is very
so
much.
So you're no longer wise?
Yeah.
Thanks, Tristan. Thanks.
Okay, what do you like about being vegan?
Oh,
it makes me feel good morally. That's a thing.
Superiority.
That's not measurable.
Yeah, no, I guess not.
Not quantifiable.
Yeah, I don't know. When I look at a cow, I'm like, I'm not hurting you in any way. So
well, when I look at the West End, how often are you looking at cows?
Hey, don't tell people where I live.
Even so, when I look at a cow, I'm not thinking I'm hurting you.
Well, obviously not, because you're ignorant.
Like that, when I look at a specific cow, I never think, hey, I'm hurting you.
Maybe
like,
you
that's
should.
Honest.
Maybe you should. That's
I
what
think
I'm
about
saying.
I, whenever I see a cow, I think that usually because I am beating it with a shovel.
But
well,
it doesn't
yeah,
really
there
notice.
With that cow that one day that helped me turn vegan.
Yeah, I was like, look at this, Zoe. This is what happens when you eat meat.
This is why. I mean, eating animals, Jonathan Safran.
I went vegan. I went vegetarian for like 6 months after I read that book.
That book should have just been like. Jack hits a cow with a shovel.
It's like a screenplay.
Yeah.
Three lines.
Oh, my God.
The one line of dialogue is Jack saying, oh, yes.
Oh.
Scene. He's tasting. Day. Jack beating a cow with a shovel.
Zoe unlocks Jack. And cries.
Jack.
Oh, you're bringing it all back to me. This is horrible.
Such a vivid scene.
It is so vivid.
Yeah. Should we go to a quick song break?
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Don't have to say it like that.
Okay. We can definitely do that. So what I'm going to play here is a friend of mine's song. He is going to be releasing an album soon.
A real album?
Like
a fake album.
On Bandcamp, he already has one, which is called Guitar Noise. You can go nickymo.bandcamp.com.
I think it's .xyz.
Like I should know. I don't
know. I'm just trying to think of the URLs for Bandcamp. But he has an album called Guitar Noise. He's doing another one called What Could Go Wrong. I'm doing so horribly.
You're not doing well, man.
It's okay.
Speaking is what this medium is. this song is called Where's the Soap? And this is a single, I guess you could say, from the album.
Is it Ready to Mingle?
It's single, Ready to Mingle.
Like a Pringle?
It's Ready to Mingle like a Pringle when you grab a
shingle.
A shingle.
Probably
and then
you
send a letter to old Chris Kringle.
Oh my God, just play the song.
It's called Where's the Soap? I actually really enjoyed this. I think it was the one of my favorite ones he sent me of a few.
You don't need to brag. Just play the song.
This guy's going to be famous. Nick Morgan, Where's the Soap?
Thank you.
said, hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? I need to wash out all my clothes. Share these memories from my winter cold. La la da da. La la da da. La la da da. La da da. I said, hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? I need to wash this out my nose before I start sniffing out here in the cold. La la da da. La.
Gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Hey, we are back with Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting from where?
UBC?
UBC, yes we are. So the main host, well not main host, the co-host, oh. T-Bone Wheeler, is currently indisposed right now.
He's going to the washroom.
Yes, we'll say it on the air. So we are talking about veganism today. The idea of our show is we pick a topic out of a hat or from a list of numbers, and we talk about that. We definitely didn't rig the results today to talk about veganism.
Nope, I'm totally fooled.
But here we are, and we're talking about it.
Yep.
So tell me something I wouldn't think about being vegan. Like, what's something nobody considers?
Oh, well, I guess, like, lots of people consider it, but, like, buying things, like clothes and...
Do you have to consider whether or not animal products were used? Tristan just ran by.
Oh, my goodness. He's so fast. Like, yeah, but it's tricky because you kind of have to draw a line for yourself somewhere.
Sure is.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Tristan's back. What's up, bud?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. So what you're saying...
We're saying what were the like things you never think about what you have to do as a vegan?
I don't know. I can't say that personally.
Come on, you vegan.
Come on, vegan. Join
I imagine the newfound ability to do karate really well.
Yeah, probably... You get superpowers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which ones?
No one talks about it, though. No, I can't talk about it. You're not vegan.
Oh. Mm. Well, I haven't eaten meat in, let's call it, 40 minutes.
That's vegan, though.
It was a vegan burger.
Wow, I'm fooled.
Damn.
I would say the cheese that got me.
The cheese, man.
This morning, I think I had... Oh, actually, I think I've been...
There was feta cheese on your salad.
Oh, right.
You are done. Get
and
out
mustard.
Of my house.
Mustard is... Is mustard... What? Is mustard alive?
No, I'm just thinking about your salad again and thinking how weird it was.
Yeah, it was a Greek salad with mustard.
That was strange.
It was surprisingly good. I think it was well incorporated into the dressing, but...
But you weren't excited that there was mustard.
I wasn't entirely excited. I'll be honest with that.
Oh, man.
From a culinary
perspective. We've run out of steam, haven't we? Talking about mustard.
It's okay.
Okay, so... Yes.
Challenging things for vegans.
Yes.
Getting on buses.
About? Yeah.
Getting on buses.
Of course,
being taken seriously as just a human.
Trying to get a word in.
It's difficult with us, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was expecting
it's our radio show.
It's our radio show.
Did I ever argue with that? I'm just going to sit here quietly and then you'll have no show.
Oh. No, we'll have a show.
Me and Ben had a show last week. It was just us razzing about
it. It was
stuff.
Good. I liked it.
It was a great show. We ate hot sauce.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
It wasn't fun. I had spicy lips.
What's your favorite vegan hot sauce?
Most hot sauces are vegan.
What about that meat one?
Meat hot sauce? Yeah,
well, like, considering meat is in the title, I tend to avoid those.
No, but it's M-E-E-T.
Oh.
What's the rest of the name for
it's
it?
It's Meet Me in Meat Town. M-E-A-T. Town.
Can't say I've tried that one.
So, okay, sorry.
It's just a chunk of ground beef in a bottle of sriracha.
See, I like sriracha. Sriracha's vegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. There's not, like, there's, like,
what
like
you put
chilies
in,
like, and vinegar, like, pretty yeah. much, eh?
And garlic.
Garlic, yeah.
Garlic isn't
vegan.
Look
at ingredients, but making them up is okay, too.
Well, okay, sorry. Big sriracha over here. A representative, a shill for big sriracha.
I'll be quiet.
What was the question we asked earlier?
What's...
Like, I've been trying to answer it.
Okay, you answer it.
Keep answering.
Keep answering.
Okay.
Just plow through us.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm trying.
Okay.
You're very overpowering.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's his cologne.
And my strength.
And your unbuttoned shirt.
Oh, God, there's so few buttons done up.
My masculinity is flowing out of this thing.
Yeah, just like shopping for random like clothing items for sure. Like I get judged on that a lot because I do still purchase some leather things, but
Yeah, something you don't think about.
No,
I guess,
like
as, yeah,
like it was still when I was vegan that I like purchased my Blundstones, and those are like hardcore leather.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
yeah. I guess, know. but then like yeah, where's the line? So you. You'll wear leather
yeah.
and you'll purchase leather, but you won't eat leather?
You won't eat. Oh, I was about to make that joke.
Like.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Hosts.
See, when I can avoid buying it, I do. Mm-hmm. But, like, those shoes, like, have saved my life through this entire year of hooray Vancouver winters. But, mm-hmm. yeah, no, if I buy it secondhand, I don't feel bad.
Why?
Because it's secondhand.
The damage has been done.
The damage has been done. I'm giving it a new home.
Would you buy burgers secondhand?
That's the same thing. Like, the burger's been made, so hey, whatever.
No, but it was made for you. Unless you're going to, like, McDonald's.
You don't get secondhand burgers?
Is that a thing people do now?
I'm sure it is.
Oh,
in this economy.
In this economy, yeah. Thanks.
Very hip.
Thanks, Trudeau.
Oh.
Oh, get political.
Zoe specifically said no politics, and you're bringing secondhand burgers into this.
Don't do it.
I think Trudeau's secondhand burger policy is bull crap.
Dude, you can't say bull on the air.
I'll say bull.
But we can say cow. What does that mean?
Ooh. That means... Well,
this is a feminist radio station.
Clearly.
We also aren't allowed to bring up stallions or cocks.
Hey.
The chicken.
Hey. Watch yourself, counselor.
He's allowed to talk about chickens.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
very
true. Not cocks.
Male chickens.
Yes. Yes. That's what some people call them. Okay.
To each his own.
So, what other vegan stuff can we talk about?
favorite what other vegan things?
What's
Do you guys want to hear about birdseed? Because it's my favorite thing to talk about.
Birdseed?
I'm kidding.
I just make that joke all the time. What's your favorite vegan restaurant in Vancouver?
Ooh. Shout out to this vegan restaurant.
Ooh. I don't know. Like, there's a lot. I like Nuba.
Nuba?
Like, Nuba's good.
I got chicken there once. It's in a vegan restaurant.
Oh,
it's
vegan
not
chicken.
A vegan restaurant. Yeah.
They don't kill it.
Chicken.
Oh, right. You eat it live.
It's still alive.
Oh, that's why all those chicken scratches were on me.
Yes, that is why.
Explain a lot, yeah.
Nuba is good, though.
Nuba is delicious.
They have really good feta, which isn't vegan.
Ooh.
No, but it is good.
Really
I had it before
good.
I was vegan. It was really, really
good. It's probably one of the better fetas I've had in my life. Like, it is really good.
But think of the cows.
Well, what happens to a cow when it gets fetted?
Speaking of thinking of cows,
yes.
The bakery at which we anonymously work for, recently had a TV show filming.
Yes. Oh,
when was the last time you ate non-vegan?
Oh,
yeah.
You guys.
When was the last time you sold out your beliefs?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, there might have been one day where I sucked it up and, like, consumed some dairy products. And, I don't know. It was all for the good of the company, man. It was all for the good of the company.
So you're part of the bourgeoisie is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You live in your ivory castle, eating eggs all the
Not
time.
Not even just a tower. It's a castle.
Just like cracking eggs into the blender and going to town. Yep, that's me.
Just throwing them out after.
Protein, man. Protein.
Crack a bunch of eggs and then just throw it down the drain. That's what I do.
Wow, you're a student.
Yeah.
What?
Eggs are expensive.
I get like 16 eggs for $5.
You get 16 eggs?
Where do you shop?
16 eggs.
It's more than 12. I can tell you that
It's 18. That's how dozens work.
Oh.
My
when I was in Japan, you can get 10 packs of eggs, which I think is insane. Five or six packs and two packs.
Two packs?
Yeah, like the wrapper. It's nuts. Two packs of eggs.
Two packs of eggs?
Yeah. And Tupac, as we both know, had some great style.
He sure did. This is a little something.
This is a game we like to call Hot Takes. Oh my God, Tristan. All right, this is a new game that we're trying out today. I've been working on this for a really long time.
I'm the guinea pig?
You guys both are.
Oh, perfect.
So
yes, this was Jack's idea.
As you guys know, I like clothes and wearing them.
We know.
I've had run-ins with the police, so now I have to wear clothes. And the idea of this show is I'm going to tell you five trends,
okay,
and you have to tell me which one is real.
Okay.
Yeah, so four of these I've made up. Number one, hyper oversized clothes, like gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, shirts with all the details backwards, like you wear, like the buttons are on the back, the shirt collars, everything's backwards.
Got it.
Tristan, listen to me.
I am, in just one second.
Number three, shoes that have been, like they make the shoe and then they dip it in rubber and then they leave it to hang so the soles like drip down.
What?
Number four, pre-distressed skate shoes. And number five, toeless socks.
Ooh.
Those are really hard.
It's because fashion makes no sense. Any of these could be a trend.
Exactly. And I have to pick the one that's real.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's the oversized clothes one.
Okay. T-Bone, what do you think?
Which one's real is the point of the game. I would say the rubber on the sole of the shoe.
Zoe's right.
Oh!
But those rubber shoes actually exist.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to find a photo. Anyway. That was a real thing, and that was Hot Takes. And we don't need to play ourselves out. We can just go, fashion is strange.
I can play as that.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. Right, that was Hot Takes, and I think it went as well as I was hoping.
Excellent.
There we go.
Absolutely wonderful.
I like winning. I like that game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Remember that?
You get a gigantic sweatshirt now. Because
really?
You won. No.
Oh.
You get gigantically sweaty is what he meant to say.
I already am.
Yeah, this booth is not cold.
It can be pretty toasty sometimes. Some of these days.
One of these days.
Just one of these days. Remember that band?
Yeah.
I think that's Linkin Park.
Yeah, they're coming back together.
I thought they
Blinkin
were.
Park with Blink 182.
That's not a joke.
You're joking. You're joking.
That's what everybody says, but Blinkin Park exists.
But you make a lot of weird jokes like that. I feel like that's a joke.
I never make a single joke in my entire life, and I really appreciate it if you didn't say that
I'm
did on air.
I'm really sorry I misunderstood you this whole time.
Yeah. I've really been misunderstanding why you've been making fun of everything I said and laughing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been rude.
I'm Googling. Funnier than Jack. This is great.
Blinkin Park.
Google it. Let's hear it.
We should have like a song for Googling. I'll get Nick on that.
Let's Google.
So nothing's coming up for Blinkin Park.
It's because our song sucked. Oh, keep going.
Oh my God. The Blink182.com. Oh man, I hope this isn't real.
Maybe it was Lincoln 180 Twark. I'm not exactly sure what it was. But I think
Blinkin Park. We are playing two very special shows in New York and Pennsylvania with a few friends. They're not doing an album. They're just playing. They just called a couple of performances Blinkin Park.
Yeah, but still.
So they're not an actual like.
No, they're just playing adjacent each other.
Oh, okay. See, you lied.
Okay, you know what? I think we should go to a song break.
Let's do a rental.
Can you stop checking your phone? It's like somebody you know is in the hospital or something.
Let's
come
keep
on,
this all.
Man.
Oh,
Let's keep this all on the DL. Okay, we're going to play a little song apropos of our guest. I think she suggested it.
It's pronounced Saha.
Saha suggested it.
Thank you, Jack.
It's a little song by a little man.
He's pretty tall.
How tall do you think he is?
I'd say he's 6 feet.
I think he's
10.
Large.
6 feet 10. I think he's at least 40 feet.
Plenty of people are
man.
6 feet 10. Manute Bol's 7 foot 2. Anyway, just play the song.
Manute. Okay, this little song called Ready Feedy Ride by Shaggy.
Shut it. Mr. Lover loving you hard. Put up your hand because you're ready for the ride. You want a man to point your heels to the sky. Blow out every time break sweat through the night. Yell him up, sigh. You want a man to make you make one for nice. Bite your lip and roll up your eyes. Bring your teeth, are you pleased with the size? Yell him up, sigh. When you woke up on a gal, you better know. So you gonna walk that, pump that, gal them to feel it. Ride like a jockey when the pedal on a wheel. You see it? Things when she hide me reveal it. With the talent that she just can't believe it. Especially the fans are letting to deceive me. Show a kind of one wicked that deceive me. Wait and see if she no must catch feelings. May have the sexual healing. Put up your hand because you're ready for the ride. You want a man to point your heels to the sky. Run out of rhythm, break sweat through the night. Y'all on my side. You want a man to make you make one for night. Keep them returning. Lock up on the woman cause she just might be yearning.
You learning?
You know she's a joke, I'm determined. Walk to the eye, reputation me earning. It's a praise say your woman she not torment. And me might have to visit her apartment. Things are fun when she tear off me garments. Salute the nookie sergeant. Girl, put up your hand because you're ready for your ride. You want a man to point your heels to the sky. Run out of break and break sweat through the night. You know, say me so love I'm in a play. Make sure you cannot see me run away. Me bond that even if I'm eagle day. The type of man can make your woman stray. You say me so love I'm in a play. Make sure you cannot see me run away. Me bond that even if I'm eagle day. The type of man can make your woman stray. Me a go walk that, pump that, girl them to feel it. Ride like a jockey when me pedal and I wheel it.
Me seal it.
Things when she hide me reveal it. Test with the talent when she just can't believe it. Especially the fine talent them to deceive it. Show kind of one wicked that deceive it. Wait and see if she no must catch feelings. Me have the sexual healing. Yeah. Put up your hand because you're ready for the ride. You want a man to point your heels to the sky. Run out of rhythm, break sweat through the night. Bite your lip and roll up your eyes. Bring your teeth, are you pleased with the size?
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party! Before we jump back into the show here, I do have to read a quick advertisement.
Yeah, you have to read
or a
one?
Promo, not like
a
an
promo.
Ad.
Oh, it's I have a to promo. Read
but this is just something. No, I'll do
Tristan
this.
Tristan has to read one, and then you're going to read one in a minute.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's actually a comedy show coming up. It is a fundraising event for the Residents for Independent Living Society. So join Byron Bertram and his comrades in stand-up comedy as they attempt to make you laugh for a good cause. So it's a comedy show. Jack, you like laughing?
No, I don't, actually.
Jack doesn't like laughing, so this would not be the show for him. But Zoe loves laughing.
I love laughing.
So this would be the perfect show for Zoe. So the lineup includes comedy legends.
Legends.
Legends, wow. In the comedy business, such as Megan Milton, Garrett Clark, Julia Stretch, Amy Lucille Wilding, Haley Beamish, Andrew Vellance, Robin Day Edwards, Emma Helsinki Cooper. Emma Helsinki Cooper.
Is it okay. Helsinki, maybe?
No, it's there's an extra I in there. That's what threw me off.
Maybe
I
it's
thought
Helsinki.
Helsinki.
Where's the I? I don't know.
And Katie Ellen Humphreys. I think I've met that last person at a comedy show where, hey.
You did great.
I did.
Real
not,
well.
Amazing. I brought the house down. Richard Pryor's ghost was there.
Wow.
Yeah, and he said, Tristan, you're the new guy.
So you can speak to ghosts? You should have a show on that.
Hey, somebody call M. Night Shyamalan. So yeah, this is happening at the Yuck Yucks Comedy Club at 2737 Canby Street in Vancouver. Have you ever been there?
I've been to 2738, but not 2737.
I've actually been to Yuck Yucks. It's a good venue. I saw Todd Glass there. Yeah, it was good. Todd Glass in the opener, I think, was Chris James.
Todd Glass.
His opener was Chris James. It was really good. So the doors are at 7. This is on June 5th. June 5th coming up here in the next week here. That's this Monday. So after this weekend, the doors
this what
are,
day?
This Monday.
Monday.
Monday. Monday.
Thank
Monday.
You. Okay.
The doors are at 7. The show starts at 8. Tickets are $10 at yuckyucks.com/Vancouver or 15 at the door, and all money goes directly to the RILS, which is the Residents for Independent Living Society. So there's a good little show to go to if you want to see some laughs and then also support a good cause. Yeah.
See some laughs, but not have some laughs.
No.
See
no.
Other people laughing.
Other people laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll have your mouth duct taped shut.
I don't know if it's my kind of show, though.
Okay. So Zoe, we're gonna get you to read out a quick pitch here.
All right.
It's for a quick sponsor we got.
I hate both of you. Do I have to read this?
Yes, you do.
No.
It's part of our pitches. Come on.
I don't want to.
Do it. It's what's a sponsor?
Okay. Just because you guys think this is funny. What's the worst part about eating kale? That's right, the wrinkles. I know you know damn well how difficult it is to fit all those dang folds in your mouth. Even if you sought them in your fair-tried coconut.
Sought?
What does that say? Sauté? You didn't have... Okay, never mind.
I don't have any sauté anyway.
Anyway, if you sauté them in your fair-trade coconut oil, no amount of turmeric water and kombucha can wash down those damn creases. That's why we're selling the... What is that?
The Clattener, like the kale flattener.
The Clattener.
100% real product.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, this is real. Go to clattener.com. I don't know what that link is.
He just wrote this 10 minutes ago.
No, I wrote it 6 hours ago. Finish it.
An ad exec wrote this.
I'm an ad exec. For the Flattener.
Do you want me to finish this?
Yes.
Okay. That's right. It's a flattener for kale. Soon you'll be eating bitter green leaves flat as a pancake, like Ooh. God intended. Use
God's
promo code, all caps, people, all caps, cheeser, to pay 30% extra. You all suck.
That was it on that. Thank you, Zoe. Thank See, we got to do read a few
much.
Ads.
Yeah, I got to read some ads. This is a real product.
Yeah, it's a real product. That was a real show.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely go to that.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
love comedy.
The first one was definitely real. The
definitely
second one,
real.
90. Savvy. Give me a week. I'll throw it together.
A
the Clattener
wow.
will be real.
Okay.
I'm an inventor.
I need one of those.
A week because he's so weak.
Let me see you invent one.
Okay.
Let me see you invite a Clattener. Get off my
The name alone is an accomplishment. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's what they said when I was born.
Oh.
The name alone is an accomplishment? What does that even mean?
My parents were confused too. It's a strange doctor.
My comment still stands on your comedy.
Which is a fan favorite line.
Apparently.
Yeah. Thanks, fans.
Thanks
cheesers.
Fans. Thanks, cheesers out there. Fans of RPP are called cheesers, just
in case
you're
wondering. Fans of me and my comedy.
Those are called, you can't eat cheese, so.
Caesars. Oh,
fair enough. Sawyers.
Oh, I might.
Veezers.
Veezers?
Like vegan cheesers.
Ooh. What do you think of vegan cheese? That's a thing.
Oh, it is a thing. I have yet
cheese.
To try some vegan cheese that I've
oh,
liked.
Oh, I have tried some vegan cheese.
Have you?
I went dairy-free for the month of February. Thanks.
I remember that.
Yeah, no fun. And
thanks. Who'd you say thanks to?
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for convincing me to do that. And I try to make myself a vegan grilled cheese. You should not try to have vegan grilled cheese because it takes, honestly, 45 minutes to melt.
What?
Yeah.
What kind
oh,
of vegan
cause
cheese
Oh, because there's no fat really in it, eh?
Yeah, and it just... I can't remember what kind. It was just some
was
random...
Was it Daiya? Because Daiya is gross.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what kind. It was like...
Okay,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
And
ASMR just
It wasn't very good. That's my whole thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I remember my... I was shopping for groceries with my father. And
nice.
I needed to buy some cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was going to get the low-fat one because I'm like, oh, that's healthy. And he's
no,
like,
oh,
it's
no.
not.
I know. My dad. And then my dad said to me, you don't want that. It doesn't get greasy enough.
It's true. If you're having cheese, be shameless with your cheese.
Oh, my
that's
God,
true.
Yeah. If you're going to eat cheese, like, eat cheese. Don't
yeah.
eat, like, skim cheese.
That's I think
cheese.
I agree. I think.
You're
this
not
is a
sure?
vegan telling you that. Like, listen to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. If you're going to ruin the environment, really ruin
like,
it.
Like, no, you're ruining it equally if you buy skim cheese or real cheese.
That's a thing. The environmental impact, I think we haven't talked
that's
about.
That's a really big part of it, too.
Yeah.
That
is a huge
thing. I didn't
that,
even get into that.
That's the one thing I think that would convince me
really?
To go vegan is the environment. I mean, maybe not the one thing, but that's a huge thing. Like, I think about it. Like, whenever I'm eating, like, steak or not even steak, like hamburger.
What kind of life do you live?
Yeah,
what,
I was gonna say
every night when I'm eating my porterhouse.
No, but when I'm eating like ground beef and like some like
raw
low quality
over the sink like an
I don't
animal.
Have an oven
well,
or a stove.
Yeah, like middle of the night, midnight stack. I put it
ground.
I put it. I put it in an ice cream cone and just.
Oh, again with the ice cream. Doing it wrong.
This is ruining my entire night. I didn't think it could get worse.
But okay. Yeah, but whenever I'm eating beef, I always feel like, oh, this is like so much against the environment. Like with every bite, right?
It's true. It's really true. And like,
it doesn't stop me, but
yeah,
yeah. You take a second and you go. Ah, shucks. And then you just dive in.
Yeah, you're like, ah, but they're out of the
well,
Paris
if you're
Accord.
Already,
it doesn't matter.
Like, eating it, then it's worse to throw it out, right? So
yeah.
Just don't order it in the first place, Tristan. There's,
order it?
Or
get
it
secondhand.
If you're like getting a burger
I guess
something,
so, hey.
You know?
That's something that is true.
Wait, what do you mean, order it?
I don't know.
How do you think you get burgers?
I didn't think, I thought of just ground beef. And I was like, well, you don't go to the grocery store and order it. You just pick it up out of the cold bit.
Out of the big vat of ground beef.
Yeah, you
and
grab a couple handfuls, you do it by
gross?
Bulk.
Like, doesn't that gross you out at all?
What?
Like, all, like, just the section of meat in the grocery store.
No, not really.
Not really?
I mean, maybe that's just a matter of, that's just a difference of opinions.
That's true.
No, we aren't allowed to have different opinions on this show.
All right, we all like Donald Trump. Covfefe.
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 Oh, wow.
words of the president.
It sounds like you're whispering it into my ear through the mic.
Covete.
Oh.
Oh, I really don't like that at all.
ASMR, like, covete.
Yeah.
Anyway,
after that, sorry, we just got
world
weird.
A little distraction.
Should we play a quick little game?
Why don't we play one of our favorite games? Question mark.
I'd put it in my bottom three for sure.
Bottom three of things that make you feel painful. Here is a little game we like to call "Would You Rather."
Yeah.
Would you rather wanna Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
And it just cuts out just like that, like any good song does. So this is a little game called Would You Rather. We kind of just play it.
Yeah, let's just dive into it. I want to ask the first one because I wrote it. Well, actually, it's the second one. Would you rather get punched in the face by Mike Tyson in the shape he's in now, or get hit by a Ferrari driven by Michael Jordan in his prime?
Oh, punched in the face, for sure.
Well, the car's only going 10 miles an hour.
And the car's made of cardboard.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's a regular car. It's a regular car, but it's...
The engine's made of cardboard.
10 miles an hour could still, like, chuck you pretty good distance there.
I feel like Mike Tyson could still punch pretty hard.
I feel like I'd be kind of proud, though, if I had a shiner from Mike Tyson.
You'd have a death from Mike Tyson.
No, he definitely couldn't kill you now. He could in the back of the day.
Yeah, like
and
right
he
now.
Did.
Like maybe
he didn't
not.
Kill someone.
Pretty sure he killed someone.
No, he did some other horrible stuff.
Well, yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. Let's not go down that road.
That's like he was in jail.
Yeah, I would definitely still pick Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
It's me, Mike Tyson. What is this, a game of impressions?
Pick the thing. No. Pick your, what do you think, Mike Tyson or Michael Jordan?
I'll pick Michael Jordan.
Why?
Because in his prime, I'll be like, I don't exist in his prime, so it wouldn't happen.
No, there's
no,
a time
he's driving,
machine.
Though.
No, in his prime, when was his prime, like the early 90s?
Like 86.
86? What? Oh, I'm thinking Space Jam. That was his prime. Early 90s.
Okay, we'll call it 90 because that was like Jordan 4. Yeah. I only know Michael Jordan's like era through sneakers.
Yeah.
And because I know when all the Air Jordans came out.
Oh my God.
But I'd still pick Jordan.
I'm Jack.
Exactly what I sound like.
I like Japan stuff and clothes.
Yeah, I travel a lot with my family.
I went to Greece.
I went to Greece.
Okay.
They make really good Greek salad.
Yeah,
not
tons
with mustard.
Tons of mustard.
So much mustard.
It's like
everywhere.
Mustard with a side of peppers.
Okay, what would you pick there, Jackie?
I'd pick Michael Jordan.
So Michael Jordan wins. That's the answer wins.
So I'm the only one who would get...
Yeah, so now you're going to get hit by a car. That's what happens when you're in the minority.
Wow. Thanks, guys. That was a fun game.
I'm going to do one of these.
Okay.
I'm just cold reading this one, okay?
I'm ready.
Can you hot read it?
Oh, I'll be hot.
What about a lukewarm?
Write sad poetry. Write sad poetry about llamas and awkward situations to convey your deep personal feelings about anxiety. Or be Jack Lamming's personal DDR assistant. That's Dance Dance Revolution assistants. So whenever he needs life coaching or help with DDR, you'd be there.
I would rather be my DDR assistant.
Your own assistant?
I would be my own assistant.
For sure pick the DDR, for sure.
But you wouldn't write a story about... You didn't ask about the situation of like other...
I don't care.
Quantifiers.
I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
You have ALS in the DDR version. You guys already picked, so... You guys die at like age 42. it's really sad.
I wasn't planning to make it much further than that anyway. Tristan, what would you pick?
You don't plan these things.
I mean, sad poetry is a lot of like what my life is. That sounded not what I wanted to say.
well, it is what you said.
I know.
So.
I'll choose DDR as well.
All right.
Having no. That is a winner. Okay, one more?
Hit me with it one more time.
Would you rather, both of you, would you rather be a famous film director Or
like a Scorsese or like a Coppola?
Like a Scorsese or Coppola or a Kubrick. A famous film director or a world-class boat captain, but it's the boat that ends up going to Gilligan's Island.
Oh my God, that one.
I'd rather be a film director and just be rich in Hollywood.
I want to go to Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan, but you're stuck there because Gilligan's always screwing things up.
Yeah, but you're with the skipper and like everyone.
I've never watched any of Gilligan's Island.
You
so
are missing out, my friend.
Missing out on a lot of things.
Gilligan.
Including a sweatshirt.
Gilligan. Hey,
shots fired.
Give back his sweatshirt if you're listening. Look at me when you're talking. Give me your sweatshirt.
His favorite color. Come on.
Yeah, light pink. Oh, man. I am that parody you guys did of me.
You really are.
Hey, what does that mean?
Any Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowship. My favorite. My Blowship. That's what I said. What song do they do? They do a cover of All the Young Dudes.
All the young dudes.
I think so.
Care the news. I don't know.
All the Young Dudes. Care the news.
No, they do that one song, the I Only Want to Be With You song.
How's it go?
I only want to be with you.
Oh.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, that one.
Like, he sings about crying about a dolphin and stuff. It's very much Jack Lemmon.
Does he only
want
to be with the dolphin?
I only want to be with the dolphin.
Because I only want to be with the dolphin. That's why I relate
you
to the song so much.
You should listen to that song.
Do they talk about Dolphin Lundgren?
No.
Okay. Let that simmer. Put that on the back burner.
All right, I think that's been a great episode of Would You Rather.
Little episode of Would You Rather. I'll play this out. Would you rather wanna hurt me? And that was Would You Rather.
Unfortunately, it was.
Unfortunately, it was. Unfortunately, this show happened.
Hey.
I wonder if all those people down at the unnamed, undisclosed business actually figured out how to listen to this.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's a figuring out problem.
Wanting
as
to.
As
a
wanting to.
Yeah. I'm not offended either way. I don't think I'm offended.
Shout out to them.
Hey, everyone. Hey,
everybody.
Guys.
Hey, everybody.
Unnamed Bakery. Oh, whatever.
Unnamed Bakery.
We love you.
They'll listen to it at some point.
It's fine.
No, they won't.
a select few, maybe.
Dwayne will.
Dwayne will.
Shout out to Dwayne. All
and,
right.
And Jeb. Jebediah.
Hey.
Jebediah.
Dwayne's
love you,
my
Jeb.
Actual dad,
How's it
Zoe.
Going, Jeb? I
don't feel so like you're joking around with my dad.
I make jokes, man. I'm sorry.
My dad heard you. He'd attack you. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. Why don't we figure out the name for the episode?
Yeah,
and we can
Zoe, do you remember the tradition for naming the episodes?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Because you don't listen to the end of the episode. Is that why?
Yeah, because I never get all the way through it because it's so long.
Okay. So what we do is we each go around and say a random word.
Oh, fun.
All right. You start.
Okay. Cassette.
Coffee.
Coffee. All right, since Tristan's not talking, that's been a great
I'm looking at my father's
family
emergency.
Okay, that's been a great episode, guys.
That's great. Hey, we got comments from randoms.
Hey, randoms, thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Hit me up at Jack_Lamming if you have Twitter. I would love to know who you are and give you a high five personally.
Yes, hit me up at T-Bone_Wheeler.
Yeah.
T-Bone_Wheeler on Twitter. Follow me. I had a whole Bill Pullman 24-hour marathon.
It was really annoying.
It was absolutely insane. Zoe, do you have any social media or any projects coming up?
No, I
live
under a rock.
What are you here to promo?
Nothing. I'm just here to talk about veganism.
Sweet. That was a great up. All right.
Eat at undisclosed location.
There you go.
It'll be an undisclosed good time.
Undisclosed, of course.
All right. See you later, people. Bye. Play me out. Tristan.
Okay. I was just waiting. I felt like there was more for you to say.
Oh,
no, don't have much more to say. Okay. So I'm just still saying stuff.
Bye, everybody. I am played by you.
frightening. And